Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting third. The first baseman, Don Money. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sixto Lizcano. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting seventh. The DH, Dick Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting ninth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Larry Sorensen. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting second. The left fielder, Rusty Koontz. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting fourth. The DH, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wortham fires to first and has Molitor trapped. There's the throw to Pryor, who tags Molitor for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into right field. Lizcano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morrison. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Morrison steals second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sixto Lizcano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lizcano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sorensen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive towards the mound. Wortham reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morrison scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz hits a fly ball into right field. Lascano settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Squires moves to third. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pryor. Molitor moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0-for-1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell juggles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Bando moves to second. Sixto Lascano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lascano is 0-for-1 in the game. Lascano hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bando scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Brewers, 2, White Sox, 2. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvy takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to third. Lascano moves to second. Dick Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to third for the out. Thomas scores. Ogilvy moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. Washington steals second. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards third. Bando reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Pryor scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. Rusty Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0 for 2 in the game. Koontz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Brewers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Molitor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.